Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Live here from our State Farm Insurance Studios here in Los Angeles, we've got another great cannabis healing segment with Paxton Quigley, I believe, live from Miami. Paxton, good morning.
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our cannabis healing listeners around the world. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and pioneer in medical cannabis research. And to find out more, go to them at tikkunhemp.com, and I'll spell that T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P. And we'd also like to hear from our New York-based voiceover coach, Steve Guerin.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's VoiceWorks, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
The holiday season upon us and the insistence that cheer is in the air, it's important to know that two-thirds of the population regularly undergo stress and anxiety. And studies tell us that stress levels increase immeasurably around the holidays, either because of money or lack thereof. That's one of the biggest sources of anxiety, including the family gatherings and then, of course, traveling. So this all produces stress among many, many people. And I thought it would be good to have Dr. Tischler on today. We've had him on before, and he has spoken about sex, but today he's going to be speaking about anxiety and stress. And he's going to talk about how cannabis, when it's used properly, can actually help alleviate stress. Now, Dr. Tischler is an internist and a specialist in cannabis therapeutics. He's the president of the Association of Cannabis Specialists, and he's CEO of a Cambridge-based Inhale MD company. Now, welcome back to Cannabis Healing, Dr. Tischler. And let's get started. Are you there?
My pleasure. Yeah, I'm here. It's my pleasure to be on. It's good to talk with you again.
Thank you. Now, can you tell our listeners exactly how and why cannabis products actually can manage stress and anxiety?
No, is the short answer. That is to say, I think that the science of why this works is still being worked out. But I can say definitively that cannabis can be used for stress management, and that that's best done with some forethought and attention to detail and stuff like that. And under those circumstances, it'd be very useful.
Now, tell me, how it happens. How does it produce this stress reducing effect?
I think one of the things that's very important for us to discuss is a little bit about the difference between anxiety and stress. And I think that will help our listeners kind of understand what we're talking about.
Okay.
Anxiety is really kind of, for lack of a better word, the mental illness, right? Anxiety is the sort of thing that typically comes up unbidden, unexplained, and produces a lot of negative feelings. And the other alternative is stress, which is a situational thing. And that's really kind of what we're talking about today. The holidays are upon us. And the various things you mentioned, money, you didn't mention family, but family is another big stressor. And so those are situational. And ordinarily, I think we in the medical field feel like, if we're talking about stress as opposed to anxiety, we should be thinking about how to modify those situations to reduce the stress. And there are a whole number of ways to do that that are kind of very pragmatic, very detail-oriented. But the reality for us is that if you're having stress because of money or because of family, it's pretty unlikely that we're going to be able to change those details, at least over the short term. And that's really where cannabis comes to the rescue. And so we can use cannabis in relatively low doses to produce a sense of calm and, and kind of going with the flow and being able to kind of get along during this holiday season and also even enjoy it.
Now, what form of consumption of cannabis or CBD is best? You know, assuming that one, you know, can't be stoned or altered during their workday or while caring for their children. Give us a rundown on how to do that.
Well, you know, so there are a number of different ways, some of which kind of work better in certain circumstances than others. So the first thing you mentioned was CBD. And CBD is wonderful insofar as it doesn't cause any intoxication or impairment. But the larger issue with CBD is that regardless of how you take it, in order for us to get the kind of benefit that's been demonstrated scientifically, you have to take so much of it that it's pretty impractical. And so there are certainly lots of people out there who are taking CBD and may even feel that they're getting some benefit, and I'm not going to argue with that. But at least based on what we know from the science, the doses are kind of enormous and very expensive. Certainly if we're trying to deal with stress because of financial issues, we don't want to add the additional cost of CBD. Cannabis as a whole, and which means, you know, THC dominant, obviously is going to cause some amount of intoxication, but it's much more effective for treating these sorts of things. So we need to think a little bit about the timing and the use and where we're using it so that we're not doing it in dangerous situations like driving or in, politically sensitive ones like working, where that kind of impairment can be problematic. So for most people, the use of cannabis in the sort of after hours or on the weekends or during vacation or at the family gathering is probably a much more realistic approach. Under those circumstances, generally speaking, I think inhalation by vaporization of cannabis flower, meaning the botanical material, is probably the best bet, because what we're talking about then is something that has relatively rapid onset, and we're not sort of sitting around like we would be if we were talking about an edible and waiting an hour or more for it to kind of kick in. So that would be my best approach for most people.
Okay, now let's say, and I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm going to be going to my family's house and on Christmas Day, and there's some people there that, you know, I don't care for, and I get nervous around, but I want to be nice. Would it be good for me, for example, to vape the night before, so I'll be calm when I see these relatives that I don't care for so much?
Well, so that's a great question, and frankly, the answer to it gets to the heart of that distinction between anxiety and stress. So what we know is that if somebody has anxiety, sort of ongoing intrapsychic discomfort that isn't related so much to that kind of practical detail of going to see the family, but just kind of is out of the blue and is kind of part of their makeup, if you will, those people do really well with low doses of inhaled cannabis at night, sort of before bed, on an ongoing basis. And despite the fact that the intoxication that they experience in the evening goes away while they're sleeping, the benefit to the anxiety persists throughout the next day. So that's kind of anxiety. Now, what you were talking about is going to the family gathering where these folks are going to kind of torture you, and that's not going to respond as well. I think vaping something the night before is likely to be helpful, but it's probably not going to get you through Uncle Robert's, you know, spiel on whatever. In those circumstances, I'm afraid that you're probably going to need to vape some stuff sort of before you get into the party. And so, yes, we're talking about being mildly intoxicated during the social gathering. On the other hand, you know, most of the people at that gathering are going to have some sort of a cocktail or a glass of wine or possibly too many cocktails and glasses of wine, and that's used in those circumstances as a social lubricant. And I think we can think of low-dose inhaled cannabis in that same vein for you in those circumstances.
Now, in the case where one doesn't have access to a cannabis specialist like yourself, what would you recommend they do to carefully experiment on their own?
First of all, let me start by saying that everybody has access to a cannabis specialist, at least through me, because I do telemedicine consults all the time. So if any of your listeners are interested in that sort of thing, I'm definitely available to them. But to your question, I think the key here is, number one, vaporization of flower, right, as opposed to those oil pens that are actually dangerous, not just because of the additives that we've heard about in the news, but also just because technologically they're not really vaporizing, they're really burning the oil and exposing us to those toxic products of combustion. So,
goodness, you're right.
Yeah, we really don't want that.
Yes.
But the flower vaporizers are more sophisticated and can actually then maintain the appropriate temperature, so we are truly vaporizing. So that would be the first step towards safe self experimentation. The second is to obtain cannabis through a source where there's some visible safety testing. Now, I want to just make the distinction that...
You know, Dr. Tischler, I would love to have you on more, but we're running out of time. And we're going to have you on again to give us a full-blown report. So I thank you very much. And please tell our listeners how we can contact you.
Oh, please contact me by going on the web, going to inhalemd.com. Again, that's inhalemd.com. And you can reach me through the website, and we get right back to you.
Great. Well, I want to thank you again for being with us today and discussing this, what I think is a very important topic. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Happy holidays, everyone.
And the same to you. And thank you to Kono Lum for sponsoring today's broadcast. And we invite our listeners to listen to today's show and all of our shows on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Please like us, and if you find it informative, please pass it on. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.